North Carolina, like the rest of the world, has a plastic problem. And with more than 3,000 miles of ocean and sound coastline, the plastic that's dropped along a roadside or blown into a ditch has a direct route to the sea. The annual International Coastal Cleanup is organized to stop the plastic before it hits the surf.
This is the world's largest single-day volunteer event on behalf of the ocean.
Julia Robertson is a spokesperson for the Ocean Conservancy.
And it's a great way for people to come out and not just, you know, beautify their community or their beach, but also, you know, make a real difference in stopping trash reaching the ocean in the first place.
Volunteers collect tens of thousands of pounds of garbage from North Carolina waterways every year as part of the cleanup. And then the Ocean Conservancy tallies it up.
Cigarettes were the most collected item in North Carolina. We picked up almost 40,000 of those in this state. The little filter inside them is plastic waste. The second most collected item of trash in North Carolina were plastic beverage bottles.
As it turns out, 7 of the 10 most common items collected in North Carolina last year were made of plastic. And pretty much everyone agrees, plastic debris in the ocean is bad news. It can hurt marine animals that try to eat it. Maybe you've seen that sea turtle video. And plastic also harms water quality. Patricia Davitt Long is a VP with the Plastics Industry Association.
None of us want to see plastic or trash of any kind end up in the oceans, least of all the people that make those products.
Some environmentalists are calling for an all-out ban on single-use plastic items like straws and shopping bags. But Long says such initiatives are naive and distract from a bigger problem.
A lot of it has to do with developing countries that don't have waste management systems. But that said, we've got a long way to go here in the United States in terms of our own waste management systems. Right now, you have a system where it's municipality to municipality.
Long says America needs to overhaul its recycling industry. Things like used soda bottles need to be treated as a resource that can be turned into new products. And maybe those can be kept from washing up on the beach. Rebecca Martinez, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.